This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado has lined up trade partners in Canada as part of the state's plan to import cheaper prescription medications. It stems from a bill passed in 2019 to make drugs more affordable. The Polis administration says the plan will save people an average of 60% on prescriptions. The FDA has to approve the program before it gets underway. State regulators are demanding changes to Suncor Energy's plan to monitor pollution around its Commerce City refinery. CPR Sam Brash has more.
A 2021 state law requires Suncor to surround the facility with sensors to watch for specific air toxins. Michael Ogletree is Colorado's top air regulator. He says the company must revamp its initial plan, adding more air sensors that can measure a larger number of pollutants near the state's only oil refinery.
These changes to the plan, you know, meets community concerns as well as, you know, the more stringent approach the division is taking with Suncor.
The state estimates the revised plan will cost $25 million, more than double the price of the original proposal. A Suncor spokesperson says it supports air monitoring and is reviewing the changes. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And on the topic of energy and climate change, renewable energy incentives in the climate bill signed by President Joe Biden are expected to drastically reduce overall U.S. emissions. But some analysts say the legislation will also boost oil and gas companies. They say that will offset at least some emissions reductions. It also locks renewables and fossil fuel together for 10 years. Economists project the measure could result in more planet-warming carbon dioxide from U.S.-produced oil and gas. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.